USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
Another 200 million doses will be on the way. The Biden administration announcing Tuesday that the U.S. will increase its vaccine order from Pfizer and Moderna by 50%, claiming that it will bring the total number of Americans able to receive a vaccine up to 300 million. The president also said they are moving on plans to increase the number of doses sent to states to 10 million a week for the next 3 weeks. That's nearly 2 million more than they had been getting. Biden added that anyone who wants a vaccine should be able to get one by the spring, citing increased manufacturing and the possibility of at least two more vaccines gaining approval soon. And the senator who will preside over Donald Trump's second impeachment trial has been hospitalized. Vermont Democratic Senator Patrick Leahy was taken to a hospital Tuesday evening. According to his spokesman, the senator was not feeling well and was hospitalized for observation out of an abundance of caution. The 80-year-old is the longest-serving member in the Senate, currently in his eighth term in office. This is USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature is fruits and vegetables in a capsule, changing the world one life at a time.
I've been taking vitamins off and on my whole adult life, and I've never seen any change. Not like this, not since I've been on Balance of Nature. I used to take prescription medication for muscle aches and stuff. I don't take that anymore. I wish I would have started it back when I first heard about it on the radio. And if I can give Balance of Nature any advice, keep it out on the radio, because I still hear these commercials from time to time, and I'm thinking, you know, you people need to listen up. I mean, I'm over 50, and, you know, your body starts wearing down. But Balance of Nature has literally changed my life. It really has.
Get a wide variety of all your daily recommended servings of whole fruits and vegetables without having to leave your home. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Call 1-800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
One of President Biden's executive orders last week sought to rejoin the World Health Organization. That is, scientists from the WHO have finally been allowed into Wuhan, China, to investigate the origins of COVID-19. Dr. Anthony Fauci tells Fox News that he believes that the U.S. needs to be part of the WHO, despite flaws inside that organization.
Certainly, the WHO needs to have some reforms. There's no doubt about that. But when you're dealing with a global pandemic, you need a global organization to coordinate. You have to be part of the global community. If you're not involved with the WHO, which interacts with all the countries, even with all its flaws, which it does have, the better part of really what we should be doing is joining back with them. We should put their feet to the fire about getting reforms, but to be completely out of that circuit, I don't think is productive when you're dealing with a global pandemic.
This is USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All-American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739. Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, Eddie Auto Pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
The Senate was sworn in Tuesday as jurors in the second impeachment trial of Donald Trump, set to begin in February. During proceedings, Kentucky Senator Rand Paul rose a point of order to table the trial, arguing that the Senate did not have the constitutional power to try a former president.
As of noon last Wednesday, Donald Trump holds none of the positions listed in the Constitution. He is a private citizen. The presiding officer is not the Chief Justice, nor does he claim to be. His presence and the Chief Justice's absence, demonstrate that this is not a trial of the president, but of a private citizen. Therefore, I make a point of order that this proceeding, which would try a private citizen and not a president, a vice president, or civil officer, violates the Constitution and is not in order.
That measure was voted down 55-45, with five Republicans voting with all Democrats to continue the proceedings. Despite the defeat of the measure, Paul later tweeted that with that many senators agreeing with him, the trial is dead on arrival. For the first time since 2013 and just the third time in the last 25 years, there will be no new additions to Cooperstown this year. No former player met the threshold of the Baseball Writers of America balloting for election into the Hall of Fame. Pitcher Curt Schilling came the closest, just 16 votes shy of the 75% threshold needed. Barry Bonds and Roger Clemens finished second and third, each on 61% of ballots. All three will be on the ballot for a 10th and final year in 2022. For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.